In Matthew 10:16, Jesus intentionally warns, "Behold, I am sending you out as sheep amid wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves." In John 8:44, Jesus refers to the devil as the father of lies. It is my pleasure to speak with Judd Saul, director of Enemies Within the Church, which is taking a historical, evidence-based movie and providing a passionate plea for Christians to return to Orthodox Christian faithfulness. Folks, stay tuned for a fantastic conversation next on Soaring Eagle Radio. Hi, folks. Thanks for tuning in today to this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio. As I mentioned in the introduction, I've got director Judd Saul with me today, director of the movie Enemies Within the Church. Judd, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Mike. It's a pleasure.
Well, I've been looking forward to this. I was introduced to Carrie Gordon, who is one of the producers, and I think he's also, according to the website, the script writer and a narrator of Enemies Within the Church. Now, Judd, how did this project come about in the first place? Because this is not something for the lighthearted to undertake. So how did you get together? How did you guys meet one another? How did this, the idea for this, actually get off of the ground? Maybe we should start there.
Well, I did a movie with one of the producers of the film, Trevor Loudon. We did a film called Enemies Within. We released it back in 2016, right before the election of Donald Trump. And it took about 2 years to make. And what was kind of interesting is when you meet a guy like Trevor Loudon, who is the most well-researched man on the planet when it comes to left-wing communist socialist activism groups and who's behind those groups and the whole movement of the left across the entire world, you're not going to meet a better man than Trevor. And so while we were working on Enemies Within, which was going after congressmen and senators and their ties to, you know, communist organizations and Muslim Brotherhood front groups. And so while we were interviewing people and doing research on the film, the interesting thing is that, I'm attending church. I'm, you know, paying attention to different Christian speakers across the spectrum. And I start slowly hearing the same talking points that the left is using verbatim, within the church. And, while we were interviewing certain people, like I've interviewed former Communist Party leaders, former KGB agents, and going through this process, and I'm just going, and so I started asking questions on the side. I didn't do it on film, but I'd ask these guys. I said, "Did you guys target the church? What did that look like?" And like, of course, yeah, we targeted the church. We put people in seminaries. We did this and this and this and this. And I talked to former CIA operatives that said, you know, asking them, how does, you know, what do the communist movements do, you know, when they're actively trying to take over a country? How does it look like? You know, do they go into the churches? And they're like, yeah, that's one of the first things they target. Because if you can get into the church, you can change the entire culture. if you can get the churches to buy into this. And I was going, wow, that's really powerful. And obviously, we've seen what's happened with the Methodist. We've seen what's happened with the, you know, the split with the Presbyterians and several of the other mainline denominations. And so I just started researching, just kind of on my own, you know, doing a little bit of digging. And then things started getting worse in conservative circles, in our evangelical circles, where more and more of this leftist rhetoric. And I was like, okay, I know that ideas originate somewhere, and I know that movements are funded by organizations or by other people. And I learned how to research from Trevor. Trevor's one of the best researchers that I've ever met, and is so meticulous. And so I borrowed, if you will, some of his tactics in learning how to research things. And then lo and behold, I started coming up with a lot of hits and a lot of different things. And then I went to Trevor. I said, hey, Trevor, here's guys who are with the Gospel Coalition. Here's guys that are with this organization. And I just sent Trevor a treasure trove of names. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we started finding matches in Trevor's database of left-wing activists.
Wow, really?
Within Christian organizations.
Yeah.
So if you understand something about Trevor, Trevor hand put together, did by his own hands, compile a database over 100,000 left-wing activists across the world. Okay.
That's hard to grasp what you just said, Ted.
Yes. Yeah. So Trevor wow. made a database has over 100 profiles of over 100,000 socialist communist activists across the world. Mm. And so I just said, hey, Trevor, let's run them through your database. And we started getting dings. We started finding matches. And that's when I knew we had stumbled upon something that no one else had really paid attention to. And so it was very revealing as to how bad things really were. And then once you go from there, you know where to look. We knew where to look. We knew where to start digging.
Now, you mentioned, I don't want to throw you off base here, because what you're sharing is fantastic information, and it's probably startling to a good many listeners, but you mentioned the Gospel Coalition. Now, that some folks still see that as an orthodox evangelical organization that is very much in the mainstream of American Christianity. Is it unfair of me to say that could not be further from the truth?
The Gospel Coalition started off by some of these questionable figures, put it this way, started off by aligning themselves with conservatives and, what seemed to be conservative folks, and started doing conferences together, putting out material together. I think they did this on purpose to give them legitimacy.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, over time, I think the Gospel Coalition was set up from the very beginning to be a subversive organization in evangelical Christianity.
Yes.
And I have a lot of circumstantial evidence and even further background evidence to kind of prove those claims. When we come out with the final film, I just want to tell everybody, everything's going to be sourced. Everything is going to be 100% backed up. This is not just speculation. I really want to get that through. But the Gospel Coalition started off appearing to be very, very, very good, earning the trust of conservative churches all across America. And now it should be abundantly clear to everyone, they are now injecting the poison. And they're injecting a lot of it, and have been since about 2014.
Yes, yeah. And I share that same view, but I wanted to give listeners an opportunity to hear you say that. And I would encourage them, as you do, Judd, as well as the rest of the production team, Enemies Within the Church, I would encourage folks to go do their own research. I tell people this all the time, Judd. You don't have to believe anything I say. You can do your own research, but here's what I'm confident of. You're going to come to the same conclusion because the research is going to take you to what we're saying, and it's going to be the truth.
Right, right. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, when I'm – people come at me, and believe me, you're doing a film like this, you get attacked, and people come at me going, well, you're just saying this. Where's your proof? I was like, here it is. Here's a litany of 100 different resources and articles, and this is just surface stuff, nothing out of the stuff we have behind the scenes. Here's 100 examples right in front of you that you can look at, and most people who don't really want to pay attention, don't want to take the time to read 100 articles and analyze everything we have, but we're making a film for this purpose of taking this complex subject and making it palatable for people to digest in 90 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So there's a little bit about Trevor, folks. And if this is your first introduction to Trevor Loudon, then again, I would encourage you to go do your own research. You can go out. In fact, I visit Trevor's blog frequently. I go out to trevorloudon.com, and I'm not trying to detract from the movie at all, but this is a good resource. This is a good resource for news and information and analysis of what's going on. So trevorloudon.com. Now back to Enemies Within the Church, Judd. The website, enemieswithinthechurch.com, folks.
Yes, sir.
Enemieswithinthechurch.com. Now, before we move on to some of the other team members, because every one of you guys has got a fascinating background and story, so I want you to talk about each member of the production team, Judd. But can folks pre-order the movie in any way?
Okay, so right now we haven't finished the film yet, so we're seeking donations to finish making the movie.
Okay.
And in return for your donations, we're giving perks for donations, and we have a whole litany of different perks and different options for you on the website. This film, so we've discovered, is going to be it's going to take a grassroots effort to fund and actually make.
Yeah.
The big dogs want nothing to do with us because we are too controversial and we are disrupting the business relationships and business friendships that have been developed over the past 15 years with some of these characters. And I'm just saying the establishment Christian, I don't call them ministries anymore. I call them Christian industries, are not backing our project.
Yeah. And that's, you know what, that's a very important distinction. I've heard that from other people that are involved in so-called Christian ministries. A lot of it comes so-called Christian music ministries. It's what I'm told, Judd, and I don't want to be unkind, but I do want to be truthful. What I'm told is there's really no difference between that and the secular industry, the secular counterpart. They do not really reflect the name of Christ very well. So it's not hard for me to believe what you're saying about not getting any cooperation. In fact, they'd probably like to shut you down, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah. And we're already dealing with subversive efforts behind closed doors from people who you think would be friendly, but behind closed doors, and people that you think would be in our camp are actually trying to hurt us in our efforts.
Wow. So. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So let's see. Social media. Is there a Facebook page that people can keep up with what's going on with the project?
Yeah, the Enemies Within movie Facebook page, we've kind of dedicated to Enemies Within the Church.
Okay.
So you can go to facebook.com/TheEnemiesWithin, facebook.com/TheEnemiesWithin, and you can get our posts and a lot of Trevor's articles that are being put up there. Pastor Carey, who's a part of the film, also does some article writing. We put that up on our site. Anything that has to pertain to events that are happening in the church, you know, like, hey, look, here's what's going on over here. Hey, Al Mohler said this, it's over here.
Mm-hmm.
No, look, you know, we try to keep people up to speed and up to date on our Facebook page of current things that are happening, because this is evolving and blowing up so fast.
Yes, good. And Twitter account by any chance?
We don't have it.
Or just the individual guys.
For this, but you, I'm on Twitter. I don't know my Twitter handle, though. Is that bad enough? It's just look up Judd Saul on Twitter and follow me on there.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, let's go back to the team members. Let's talk about a few more of the folks. So Curtis Bowers, I said before we went on the air, I had met Curtis in Wisconsin a couple weeks ago at a conference I was at, and he was there, and he's done some film work himself, so he's quite accomplished in this arena,
yes.
I'm sure is a valuable part of what's going on, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the guy that kind of really spearheaded the movement. I you have to give him so much credit, and I give him so much credit for doing this. Is he's the guy that made the documentary Agenda, Grinding America Down, which started and gave everybody a very big overview of cultural Marxism that has infected America. Marxism that's been in America and what happens. And he made that documentary, which gave everybody the primer for what we are doing now.
Yeah.
And then he came out with Agenda 2, which built upon Agenda Grinding America Down, another great film. And right after he kind of did that, he was doing that. And I actually talked to him. I said, look, I became friends with him. I had him come to my town, show the movie, both Agenda and Agenda 2, and really educate people. But I said, and that's where I became a fan of Trevor Loudon. That's how I learned about him, was through Agenda. And then I ended up running into Trevor later on, but I told Curtis, I said, look, I'm looking to do a film with Trevor, on the enemies within. And each one of these films kind of builds off one another. And so Curtis gives great overviews of Agenda and Agenda 2. And then what we kind of did with Enemies Within was we just started naming names, because that's what Trevor does. He names names.
Yep.
And then follow that process. So when we're doing Enemies Within the Church, Curtis is a great Christian man, such a wise man. I can't say enough great things about the guy. I respect him and love him so much. But he brings a lot of wisdom to the table. And when we approached him about doing Enemies Within the Church, I said, would you like to be a producer on this? He said, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, this has to happen. And so we're kind of tying in everything that we've done with, with Agenda 2, Enemies Within. And now we're applying all of this knowledge, all of this background history and research and knowledge, and then really applying it to what's happening in our churches, because all of us feel that this is the most pressing threat, the most dangerous one, because this is attacking us right at our hearts, right at conservatism, right at the only institution that is holding our country together, which is our churches.
Amen. Amen.
And we have to stop this there, because if they get the churches, so goes the rest of the country. Yeah. And this is what we all believe in.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Just as a side note, I'm going to comment on that, Judd, because you are spot on. Just as a side note, your Twitter is JuddSaul21. JuddSaul21.
There's a 21 there. Okay.
there you go, folks. Okay. So go out and follow Judd. JuddSaul21. And that's going to encourage him to get on his Twitter account and start tweeting. Because what I've found, Judd, is that that's one of the fastest ways to raise awareness about anything that you're doing or involved with is get on Twitter. So folks, JuddSaul21 on Twitter. Go follow him. Thanks. Keep up.
Thanks for finding that for me, Mike. I appreciate it.
Well, people are going to think this sounds crazy, Judd, but I've got 4 Twitter accounts. So I'm very active on Twitter. I do most of my networking on Twitter. I've made this statement before to a number of people. It is a source-rich platform for me personally. I prefer it over Facebook, although I do have a Facebook presence. But anyway, be that as it may. So that's Curtis, and you've talked about Trevor. So give us a little bit about Kerry Gordon, the producer, writer, narrator on this project.
All right. So if we are taking on a subject called Enemies Within the Church, and we're battling a serious evil here. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go to have a pastor be the front, be the face of the film, be the one to guide the film. And I couldn't think of anybody better than Pastor Kerry Gordon. We're both from Iowa. But Pastor Kerry Gordon is a very unique man that a lot of people should really get to know and understand. Pastor Kerry Gordon was the man that single-handedly started the movement to remove three state Supreme Court justices in the state of Iowa because of their vote on gay marriage.
Yes, and that was recently. That was within the last couple of years.
It was about 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
About 4 years ago when he did that.
Yeah.
And I have watched this pastor, this man of God, get tested by fire through persecution, through the Rainbow Jihad, is what I refer to the gay movement.
Yeah.
The Rainbow Jihad, burning buses at his church, smashing windows, dumping trash in front of his church, death threats. Watched him get attacked pretty bad and hard, and even attacks from all sides, even from within his own church for standing up. Attacks, it's just crazy what he went through. But here's a man and a pastor that I said, if we're going to take on enemies within the church, I need a man who's been tested by fire, who has the integrity and resilience to be able to take on this enemy. And this is a man who ain't afraid of anything. And so I said, this is the guy I want in my camp. And I approached him on the subject, and he said, I'd love to. I'd totally love to. It has to happen. And the church needs to be called back to orthodoxy, needs to be called back to the scriptures. And he takes this, we all take this very seriously, but especially him. And he brings a knowledge and a wisdom that very few men I have ever met have. And it's just an honor to have him part of our team.
Yes, amen. Amen. So, folks, I think what's coming across now is that this is a God-ordained, providentially orchestrated team of men that know exactly what needs to be done. A lot like the sons of Issachar, right, Jed? They knew the times in which they lived, and they knew exactly what needed to be done. This is a fantastic team that's putting this together. So let's circle back and just remind folks that you can donate to this project if you would like to support this film. A grassroots support effort is the best. You don't have to rely on big donors or going and begging for money or going to lenders or any of that stuff. God's people can support this work. So if you go to enemieswithinthechurch.com, folks, there are all kinds. There's 25, 35, 50, 100. I'm on the website right now, Judd, in case you couldn't figure that out. 150, 250, 500, 1,000. You can donate any amount that you would like. And as Judd's already said, each of those levels comes with a perk. So you can receive DVD copies, all kinds of stuff, autograph, Pastor Kerry Gordon's autograph book at certain levels. So I would encourage you to go do that. If you're looking for something, the Lord has blessed you with some extra cash and you'd like to help, enemieswithinthechurch.com. Go donate to this effort. You won't be sorry that you did, folks, and you are actually helping to get the truth out there. Okay, so let's talk about some of the enemies within the church. You know, one of the things that I admire about you, about Trevor, and you already mentioned this about Trevor, and you said the same thing about Kerry, and I know it's true of Curtis, is that you're not afraid to name names. Now, that makes some people squeamish. They don't understand why people need to be named, and here's what I always tell them. Listen, if I knew that something you were about to consume, food you were about to eat or water you were about to drink, was going to make you sick or worse, would kill you because it was poisoned, would it be loving for me just to allow you to do it? Or would I tell you, I wouldn't consume that, I wouldn't drink that, I wouldn't eat that, that's bad for your health? I think the obvious answer is, well, yeah, you should tell us. Well, how is that any different than the spiritual food that we eat? If we're consuming spiritual food, that is bad for our health, in fact, is going to lead us down a path of heresy or even apostasy, how is it loving for us not to warn people? And the answer to that is it isn't, is it, Jed?
No. In fact, the Bible calls us to warn people.
That's right.
The Bible calls us. The Bible calls us to expose the wolves in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Paul did it. He exposed wolves in sheep's clothing. And if you want to talk about, you know, naming names, I think it's a story that most pastors never talk about. But I believe Paul named a certain gentleman who was terrible and warned them about Alexander the coppersmith.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure did.
This guy is forever remembered in history, known in history of being a shoddy businessman in scripture for all of eternity.
Right.
And Paul called him out, wrote it down in the letter.
Yeah.
And so we have to look at it this way. If people are spreading a false gospel, and this is not just, it's not being offensive. The souls are at stake. And those of us who know better need to be calling these people out. And this is why we're doing it. But like I said, we're doing this out of love, biblical love, not false agape love. The spirit of this film is out of biblical love for our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yes. Yeah.
That is why we are sticking our necks out there, ready to take the shots, potentially lawsuits, who knows. But we're doing this not because it's fun. I used to like to play golf before this stuff, guys. I don't play golf anymore.
I was going to say, what are you saying, Jed? You can't play golf anymore, huh?
What I'm saying is that we take this very seriously.
Yeah.
And we are doing this out of love for the church and for everyone that's listening.
Yeah.
And I just hope people understand this is the spirit we're doing in. We have no axe to grind. We have no personal vendettas with anybody. No one has slighted us. This is not why we're doing this.
No. The reason you're doing this is that you're encouraging people to return to Orthodox Christianity. That's
yes.
the reason. It's,
yes.
It's in effect, you're saying, listen, return to your first love.
Right. Return to your first love and get back to the Bible. Getting back to the Bible in inerrancy. And getting rid of all this other nonsense is what's going to turn this country around. It's what's going to turn the church around. It's what's going to bring people to true belief. And that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the biggest enemies of the church today and within this agenda, if we could define it that way, Judd, and I'm talking, of course, about cultural Marxism. Under the umbrella of cultural Marxism comes all the social, you fill in the blank. Comes,
right.
Comes all of these movements, comes all of this confusion. It's all a very carefully, strategically orchestrated effort. And I think that it is straight out of the pits of hell. And people have become pawns, if you will, pawns of the evil one. And he's moving them around on this chessboard. But the objective, and you mentioned this, Judd, and I'll pass it back to you. The objective is so many people think, well, we shouldn't get involved in politics. Listen, this war in America, folks, is much bigger than politics. It isn't about politics. Yes, it's using the veneer of politics, but the true goal of the one behind all of this is the enemy of our souls, and it is his intention to destroy the church if that were possible. That's really the source of everything that's going on, isn't it, Jed?
Yes, it's exactly what's going on. See, they have to look at this from a very overhead view. Okay, they have to look at this issue from a very overhead view. This cultural Marxism is designed to divide, to break, to pit people against one another into perpetual unending conflict. All it does is breed one group against another, one person against another, based on this never-ending fight of coveting what someone else has. And people are being, and pastors are being suckered into this. Church congregations are being sucked into this because this is what the world and what the culture is telling you to do. Now, the church is just mimicking what the culture is saying and trying to mix it in with biblical definitions and wrapping it around theology. But this is nothing more than it comes from the pit of hell. And the people that are perpetuating this from a very high level are being paid millions to do it. The amount of money made off of conflict is astounding. And so this is the next thing. It's the next phase that's hitting the church. But it's really crazy of how great men and women of God, even personally that I've known, have gotten suckered into this. And they think this is actually a biblical thing to do, is to fall for the social justice, cultural Marxist nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
well, part of the problem with it, a major issue that has contributed to where we're at today, folks, and you need to just follow the dots. Our children for the last several generations have been indoctrinated in the public school systems. Education was hijacked decades ago, and the Soviet model of education was intentionally brought in and taught in our public schools. Today, it's the Chinese model. They're borrowing many of the strategies from the Chinese educational system. Now, you're not going to hear this in the mainstream. You've got to go to people like Trevor Loudon, like Judd Saul, like Kerry Gordon, like Curtis Bowers, and many others that are out there screaming and yelling and trying to get people's attention of this danger. So the past couple of generations, at least the three generations, Judd, I don't think that's a stretch at all, of our children have been indoctrinated to be global citizens. So you think with your heart instead of with your brain. You don't analyze data or statistics. It's how do you feel about something, and that is manifesting itself today all across our college campuses. So if you just connect the dots, folks, it's easy to see. Judd mentioned money. Listen, it takes lots and lots of money to strategically move and position an army. And that's exactly what the enemy has done. When you have indoctrinated people, those become your foot soldiers. And you're able to position them strategically within organizations, particularly, Judd, you already said this, in the church. The church has been infiltrated, hasn't it?
It has been infiltrated, and it shouldn't surprise any of us. And I talked to a pastor earlier this morning, and he's just going, how did this happen? Mm-hmm. You know, how did it get here, and how did this happen? And I said, well, to be perfectly honest, I said, the big men that were in charge of your specific denomination didn't put this to rest and put it to bed when it started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they didn't want the fight. They didn't want the conflict. They didn't want to be divisive. And it's within the church, and they said people saw red flags a long time ago and just ignored it and didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, and that was a key strategy that the enemy leveraged against Christians. They didn't want the controversy. They didn't want the conflict. Folks, listen to me.
I want to add to this. They counted on that fact.
Yes, that's exactly right, Judd.
They counted on that fact. If I were planning in a room, okay, that if I wanted to infiltrate a church and I studied how it operated for a few years, mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to do this bad thing. Well, they're going to react this way in a very loving, concerned manner. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, they're going to find out that there's no rebuking. There's no separation. There's no church discipline. And they can just keep getting away with it as long as they look puppy-eyed and say, well, I have the best of intentions. Oh, golly gee.
You know, and you're absolutely right. The enemy counts on Christians not wanting the conflict. And but listen, I've got to tell you something, folks that are listening to Judd and I in this conversation. Christians are born to conflict. Do you not understand that Christians are, we find ourselves in conflict with the world, whether we want to be or not. Jesus said that he was a rock of offense, that he was a stumbling block. If they hated him, don't think for a moment that they're not going to hate us. And yet, Christians act like our responsibility to the world is to be nice so they'll like us and then they'll listen to our testimony. That is a false gospel, isn't it, Jed?
That's a false gospel, and it was designed by Satan.
Amen.
And we have a word for that, which we are going to be addressing in the film. You know, we're not just naming names and exposing enemies. We're actually talking theological problems and lies that the American church has embraced over the past 100 years that got us to this point.
That's awesome. Fantastic.
And that the word for this is called pietism.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
It's the embracement of pietism. Mm-hmm. And 99.9% of pastors that were taught in seminaries were all taught pietism.
That's correct.
Which is the falsehood, the false idea of, well, we keep our faith internally. We just preach the gospel, and we don't really get out there in society and and push the word or push the gospel too far, because that's what we do here in the church. And if we really want to spread the gospel, we just try to get people to come to church.
Yep.
They're useless in the community. They're useless in the culture with this false, terrible, heretic mindset.
Yes, absolutely. And I've lost friends, pastor friends, teacher friends, PhD doctor friends who are in that mindset and in that stream, if you will, within Christianity, this stream of pietistic thinking within Christianity. They've completely abandoned me, Judd, because I open my mouth and say things that make them very uncomfortable, and so they can't be associated with me. But I, preaching to the choir here, I know that you've already experienced the same thing.
And
everybody else.
But the funny thing is, though, and this is something for people to look up, the movement, the pietist movement, was funded by a German king in the 1600s that wanted Christians out of his hair and out of government.
Imagine that.
Go figure.
So I'll just pay you to go away.
I'm going to pay you to go away. And the two theologians that came up with this idea, he then took kingdom money, funded that entire movement, which spread all over Europe, and then ended up here post-Revolutionary War.
Wow.
So this is something we're going to talk about in the film. I mean, because like I said, every bad idea originates somewhere. Every good idea originates somewhere.
That's right. Yeah.
And we found the origins of the heresy of pietism, which we'll be explaining in the film.
Well, so, and listen, folks, that's just one of many. Listen, the enemy didn't put all these eggs in one basket. He has got multiple prongs, multiple schemes, methodologies, the scripture says, that he is using today with great effectiveness. The other one is a social gospel, and this whole idea, and I always point to within this context, Judd, and I've watched the trailer, so I know that that you address this in the film, Enemies Within the Church, is Jim Wallace. He's really a Marxist. Let's be frank.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Marxist. He's a socialist, and he makes no bones about that. I think he was the founder. I know he's the president, founder of Sojourners, which is nothing but a Marxist socialist. They call themselves Christian, but I would refute and rebuke him to his face if that word came out of his mouth, if he thinks he's a Christian, but by his own works he is not. And I'm not afraid to say that very plainly. By his own works he is not.
No, he's not. He's not a Christian. But we put him in the trailer, and just so you understand, is that's an obvious enemy. We can look at Jim Wallace and go, that guy is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Mm-hmm.
And we know right offhand that this guy's not even within orthodoxy, that he's crazy. But here's the funny thing, is that some of the same people that are funding him, that have funded him, are also funding things in our Christian conservative circles. Because virtually we're seeing the same exact talking points that Jim Wallace uses happening in our conservative Christian seminaries and churches.
Mm.
The same exact talking points. But guess what? Those same talking points are coming out of the Gospel Coalition. They're coming out of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Think there's some synergy going on there, Jeb?
There is synergy, and we know who's funding that synergy.
Folks, listen. I appreciate people like Judd, like Trevor, like Kerry, like Curtis. There are many others. I'll mention Pastor Sam Jones, a mutual friend. I appreciate Sam and Patrick Wyatt. There's so many people. I'll mention Brandon House. I can mention Pastor Carl Gallups. I've got a lot of friends that are doing yeoman's work to expose all of this. But here's what it comes down to, folks. Judd and I can talk about this for 3, 4, 5 hours. We can do multiple shows. But bottom line is this. If you don't take this information that you're receiving and then do something about it, then I'm going to say this. What's the point? What is the point? So we've got to become active and, might I say, activists, Judd?
Yes. Yes. I want to kind of tell people, like, this is more than just a movie that we're creating.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be creating a resource that has extended interviews of everybody we've interviewed for the film, extended stories. And we want people to use what we have as a resource to make a difference in their churches. And what we're also going to do is we're going to come up with a statement that pastors across the country can sign that disown social justice, that disown this cultural Marxism, that disown these heresies and say, we are a safe church to go to.
Perfect.
And we are going to create a list of safe churches across the country that people can go to. We want to use it as a resource for those small churches that are adhering to scriptures, that are paying attention to what's going on out in the world, that are actually preparing and educating their flocks. We want people to know where those great churches and great men of God are.
Amen, brother. Well, that is great news right there, because I am a signatory to that right now. I'll put my John Hancock on that with very proudly. Let me say it that way. Very proudly.
Amen.
I want folks to know that they can come to Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio, and it is a safe place where they're going to get Bible teaching, not just the interpretation of it, not just the exposition of it, but you're going to get the application of it. What does it mean? Yep. In context, clearly, but then you draw principles from that. What does it mean for us today, and how can we use this knowledge to gain wisdom and then put it into action? It is time for the church to rise up and be the church, not just go to church, but be the church and be the men and the women that God has designed us to be, full of the power of the Holy Spirit, and go against this darkness and push it back into the pits of hell where it belongs. Amen, Judd?
Amen, brother.
That'll preach. Yeah. Well, listen, let's do this. Are there any plans at all that once this movie is available, Are there any plans at all for maybe screening this in different locations, trying to get it into the community theaters? Have you talked about
Okay.
that?
So, yeah. Do you want me to answer that question
Yeah, please.
right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the way we were praying that if all the financiers are there, that we can get the film out, is our goal is to do this on a one-day event nationwide in 750 theaters.
Wow.
We have interest in doing that when the film comes out, but that would be our top-end goal. Is to do, it's a Fathom event, so we want to put this in theaters nationwide for a one-day event. And then if it does well, they give us another day. If it does well, then they give us another day. But that way, it'll garner a lot of attention, but it will be available in most communities. And then following the release of that, it'll go out for DVD and on-demand and streaming availability. Now, a lot of people ask, well, why are you doing it that way and not just putting it up on YouTube for free? The problem is that if you just do a video and put it up on YouTube, no one cares or pays attention.
Yeah. True story.
And people care and pay attention when a movie like this gets into theaters.
And not only that, Judd, and some folks, if I thought it, there are people listening to us, Judd, they thought it too. You put it on
Yeah.
YouTube only, I'm guaranteeing you it'll be censored.
Oh yeah. Oh
Guaranteed it'll
yeah.
be censored. It'll
Yeah,
be
yeah.
buried, you'll have a hard time finding it. It won't load right. I mean, they'll pull out
Oh,
all the
I
stops.
we have battled Facebook on they won't let us boost our trailer on Facebook.
Why am I not
They won't they
surprised?
will not let us advertise our trailer on Facebook, and I have gone round and round and round and round with them. Just our trailer.
Wow.
They
Wow.
won't let us promote it. I've gone through all the processes, all the verification processes. I've sent them information, sent them my ID, and they still will not let us promote and boost our trailer on Facebook.
I wonder if I could boost the tra if I could put your trailer on my Facebook page, or if it gets shut down.
It would probably get shut down. I'm just this is what we're dealing with. So you're very right. And but we need to get word out. And I'm telling you right now, enemies that are within the camp are really trying to subvert our efforts behind closed doors, trying to discredit us to different people behind closed doors. And they are scared. They are scared about what we are doing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? People that are advancing darkness should be very, very afraid of the light. And they wouldn't like that characterization, I'm sure.
No.
But let's be very, very clear, folks. Churches, denominations, individuals that have compromised the historical, traditional Orthodox Christian faith, they've compromised that faith on any number of issues. If they're confused about gender identity, if all of a sudden they think it's the right thing to do to support transgenderism or homosexuality or lesbianism, any of these things, social justice causes, Black Lives Matter, La Raza. I mean, I could go on and on and on naming organizations, the Gospel Coalition, Together for the Gospel, the Southern Baptist Convention, now under the leadership of their new president, and his name just escaped me. I apologize.
JD, JD, I like to butcher Romans 1 Greer.
That's it, J.D. Greer. But even before J.D., Al Mohler led the charge, and so did Russell Moore. The left, the rush to the left was on full go when Russell Moore was elevated. I think he was given that assignment. I could be wrong, but the result is the same. They've taken the Southern Baptist Convention to the left drastically, and now they're coming out and supporting all of the LGBTQ, whatever alphabet letter is next. They're
You
supporting all of this stuff.
you know when the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, during a sermon, tells his congregation that we need, using Romans 1 to justify why we need to support LGBTQ rights.
Yes, that is it. That is pure insanity, Jed.
So I'm saying, just based on the surface level stuff, people have to understand, just based on the surface, there's enough circumstantial evidence to make the case we're making. Mm-hmm. But what we have that we haven't revealed that no one knows about is worse.
Now, are you going to reveal that in the film?
We are going to reveal it in the film.
Perfect.
We're going to reveal it in the film. We're going to name all the money trails and how it changes hands and who's taken what. And people are going to be shocked. And it's, and guys, and I'm just going to say this to the audience, if they don't already know this, it's not just the Southern Baptist Convention. It's not just PCA. This is happening in every denomination in the world, in America. This is, no denomination is safe and no seminary is safe.
Yeah, thank you, Judd. I appreciate you pointing that out. And let me just add to that. And I, excuse me for interrupting you, Judd. I don't mean to be.
No, go ahead.
Yes, I didn't name the Southern Baptist Convention because they're the only one. Believe me, there were denominations that preceded them. I could think of the Episcopalians, for example. But let me say this, just to show you that we want to be very upfront and honest about it. There are pastors, there are congregations, there are individual Christians within my own. And I know Calvary Chapel says they're not a denomination. I would agree with that as far as it goes, but we behave like a denomination. There are Calvary Chapel pastors, and yes, I'm talking to you, Calvary Chapel pastor, that support transgenderism, that support homosexuality, that support same-sex marriage. You're part of the problem, pastor, if you support these things. You are part of the problem. You are subverting Orthodox Christianity, and you have left the faith. Now, folks don't like hearing bold words like that, but they're used to them coming from me, because I'm going to tell you the truth, whether you like the truth or not. I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'll tell you the truth because I want you to repent and come back to the faith. Judd, I know that's your heart too.
It is our heart. I don't want to see anyone go to hell. But people have to understand that this fight is against evil, and this fight is for souls.
Yes.
Are they going to be led on the path to hell, or are they going to be led on the path of truth? That is what we are up against.
Amen. Well, Judd, enemies within the church, enemieswithinthechurch.com, enemieswithinthechurch.com. Judd, can you tell us when the film might be available? Do you have a target date that you're really zeroing in on?
If I get all the funds I need in a timely manner within the next 30 days, I can have the film out by late fall.
Perfect.
And that's, and it's all hinged upon on raising the funds to do it. But if I had everything I needed within 30 days, we could have this thing out in the fall. We know where to go. We have all the information. We have the whole battle plan ready to go, but we need blankets and bullets.
Yes. Amen. Yep. That's right. Yes. Amen. We're going to pray that God will make provision for that. Folks, will you join Saul and Carrie and Trevor and Curtis and everybody else that's working behind the scenes, that this is the face, the team that's putting this together. But there are many, many, probably a dozen or more folks that are helping behind the scenes to get this film out and to make it happen. Will you join with Judd and me and many others in supporting financially, but especially supporting prayer, that the Lord would bring this to pass, that he would show favor to this effort? This is much needed in the church today, Jen. And I appreciate you guys doing this, you men and women of God who have taken on this project. You've listened to his call, and you've been obedient to do it. Now, let's pray right now before we even go any further. Would that be okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Please.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, our Savior, our Messiah. We thank you, Father, for the call that you have placed upon all of us. Your word tells us that every son and daughter has a role to play in the local assembly, the body of Christ. Each of us has a calling. Each of us has a gifting. And so, Father, I pray that you would make your sons and daughters aware of that, especially as it relates to what part they can play in helping, assisting with enemies within the church. Whether it's a financial contribution, whether it's prayer support, whether it's contacting the team and saying, listen, I have friends in my city that run a theater. We would love to put it on here. We'd love to play it here in our thing. Whatever gifting, whatever connection, whatever resource you have that could help with this, then I pray that you would listen to the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray that you would raise up, that there would be a groundswell of support for enemies within the church, and that this information would get into the hands of your people. We desperately need the truth of who we're fighting, who we're up against. It's not just Satan. Satan has pawns. Satan has soldiers. Satan has foot soldiers. Satan has people that they don't even know they're serving him, but they are, and they're in the church. And so, Lord, I pray that you would identify, you would make your people aware of who these enemies are, and that we would stand against them. We would stand against them, Lord. Give us courage and boldness to do that. I thank you for Judd, for Carrie, for Trevor, for Curtis. I pray your favor upon them, upon their families. I pray you'd provide everything that they have need of, Lord. Thank you for that. We are so very blessed to be alive at such a time as this, as your word says. And Lord, we want to be in this fight. So help us to run to the battle, Lord. Thank you for that. And we ask it in the mighty and the wonderful and the powerful name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thanks, brother.
Amen, Judd. I appreciate your time. Thank you for joining me today. I think I'm sensing, I already knew we had a kindred spirit, or you wouldn't be involved in this, but I'm sensing that we're going to have some more conversations down the road. So let's just plan on doing that. That'd be all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Love to.
Amen. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate you joining me today. Folks, listen. Share this podcast with your friends. Share this episode with your friends. It's information that needs to get out to as many people as possible. And then go to enemieswithinthechurch.com. And then follow each of these guys, their ministries and what they're doing and what articles they're writing and books and what they're posting and their websites. Get involved with these guys. Lift their arms up that they might be strengthened in this fight that they've been called to. Amen. Amen. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening today to Judd Saul. And I'm your host, Mike Spaulding. God bless. Song Eagle Radio is a production of Transforming Word Ministries and is released under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes, follow us on Facebook where you can discuss this episode, and follow Soaring Eagle Radio on Twitter at Soaring Eagle Rad, and listen to every episode from our website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. Friends, remember the Apostle Paul's admonition to the believers meeting in Rome. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. I'm your host, Mike Spaulding. Thank you for joining us today for this edition of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Thanks for tuning in today to the Soaring Eagle Radio program. For more information about the show, write us at Soaring Eagle Radio, 682 West Grand Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45801. God bless you today as you seek Him.